For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. This is also a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via their website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, another reminder, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview with Veronica Gosko, a medical information scientist. Now, today, our guest is Anthony Thomas, Ph.D. Dr. Thomas has a doctorate in nutritional biology. He's a researcher, educator, and author. I'm going to let him tell you more about what he has done and who he is, and we then will talk about our topic, which is probiotics for women's health. So welcome to the show, Dr. Thomas.
Hi, Dana. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you today.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about. Give us a little more information about your background in nutrition, food science, dietetics, and what your interests are now.
Sure. Well, these interests started at a relatively young age, and so my undergraduate degree is in nutrition, food science, and dietetics. And I went on to obtain my doctorate in nutritional biology from the University of California at Davis, and subsequently went on to do postdoctoral research at University of California, Los Angeles, and focused primarily on diabetes and lifestyle factors that influence obesity development and its associated metabolic perturbation, so diet, exercise, and sleep, to name a few.
Yes.
And then I joined the Jaro team after that.
Well, excellent. Excellent. Well, you've contributed so much to the field, and I'm looking forward to our discussion today. I have noted that we discuss probiotics, the microbiome, quite frequently on this show, and it's never enough because there's such new information coming out so frequently. So anything that we learn today, most of it's going to be new, and that's wonderful. We like to learn something. So start the topic on probiotics, and then we'll carry it on to the female health, women's health.
Absolutely. And Dana, you bring up a great point. I mean, probiotics in general are just so, for lack of a better term, hot right now. I was recently at a natural products trade show, and I mean, the name of the game was probiotics everywhere you looked. And you're seeing them everywhere, but what I've noticed is that there's still a general lack of understanding as to what probiotics are and what benefits they may have. And that's not just among consumers, but also healthcare practitioners as well. And so in the scientific community, it's very well established that the beneficial effects of probiotics are condition, dose, and strain specific. And so Jaro is a leader in the field of probiotics. He, in fact, was the first to introduce multi-species probiotics, which tend to be more the norm today, back in the 1980s. And people didn't think that it could be done. They thought, oh, these bacteria are antagonistic towards each other. But Jaro used some formulation know-how. And as a leader, he was up on top of the science. And so we continue to try to stay on top of the science and let that guide our formulation process. And today there's a specific formulation that we recently launched to support women's health, specifically health of the vaginal and urinary tract.
Well, I know this has been a more recent effort in research, and I think it's very exciting about products that can be specific or more specific to men, women, children, conditions. So let's talk about what's specific to women's health with regard to the urinary tract and vaginal tissues.
Absolutely. Well, I think, you know, most people get the idea that these quote-unquote beneficial bacteria can exert positive effects within their gastrointestinal tract, so benefit their digestive health. But beyond that, I don't think there's been a great appreciation for the benefit these microbes can have. And so we have bacteria and other microbes that colonize all surfaces of our body, which includes the oral cavity, the vagina. And so they, just like within the intestines, can greatly influence our health. And so with regard to the vaginal microbiota, which I'm just using as a term to describe all the microbes, which include bacteria and yeast that colonize the vagina and urinary tract, that it's associated with women's health. And there's specific bacterial species unique to that environment that help promote the health of that area. And so for the vagina, it's pretty well known, at least scientifically, that, you know, most healthy human vaginas tend to be dominated by a select number of bacterial species from the genus Lactobacilli, which I think consumers hear. Most probiotics tend to be comprised of Lactobacilli and Bifidobacterium. But with regard to the vagina, very few select Lactobacilli tend to be very protective of that environment.
And tell us, while we're talking about the different types of probiotics, different microbiota, can you give us a little bit of general information about the species? I know there are way too many species to discuss all of them, but what I call the families of the species.
Right. And so typically you'll see with probiotics, they tend to list they identify the bacteria by genus, then species, and then of course good products will identify it down to the level of strain, which gives you a more specific indication of what the bacteria are. And just to put that in context for your listeners, Lactobacillus is the genus, and then within that genus, there's various species. So you might see Lactobacillus acidophilus, or Lactobacillus rhamnosus, or Lactobacillus gasseri. And then within those species, there's specific strains. So I guess to help the listeners understand, you and I are both members of the same species, yet we would be considered maybe unique strains within that species due to our genetic differences that results in, you know, differences in the way we look and the way we function. And of course, depending on what the benefit that people are seeking for their health, certain bacteria would be preferential to others. So I give the example, say you're starting a basketball team and you can pick LeBron James, you know, an NBA All-Star, an MVP, or you can pick myself. I'm relatively tall, not too bad, and say, hey, I can give you two of me, so you get twice as many of me. Or you can pick my niece. She just turned 8. She's super cute and gives really great hugs. Not the best basketball player, though. So if I offer you 5 of her and said, okay, who would you pick? I think most people would probably pick LeBron James, not because there's more of him, but because he's uniquely well-suited to help people win basketball games, score baskets. So that's the condition specific. You want to get down to the unique strains that exert beneficial functions as demonstrated in clinical research.
That I like your metaphor. That, it's a good one. And I think it's always helpful when we're talking about an issue so complex and a community of microbes that are so complex in their interrelationships and their responses, I always like to step back and look at the big picture. Can you tell us, I know we have, what, 10 trillion human cells, but 100 trillion bug cells, I say that kindly. So they're pretty important to us.
Absolutely. In fact, I think they've given that estimate before that there's about 10 times more you know, microbial cells colonizing your body, and most of those are within the intestinal tract, than there are eukaryotic cells. So there's more of them genetically than there is of you, and some people equate this to essentially a whole nother organ system with their genetic capacity to perform metabolic functions that we lack from our own genetic capacity. So it's very, very interesting. And now we know that through, you know, ingestion and also administration of these live bacteria, we can directly manipulate our own microbial environments that colonize us to help support our general health and well-being.
That is very well explained. And I want to discuss this more in the next segment, because I think we've given a good background and people have some information on trying to understand how exquisite these microbes are and how important. In the early days, before the 80s, in complementary medicine practices, we were using what today we look at as quite inferior probiotics, but it was all we had. And people did get better. And I had an experience where a patient misunderstood what I said. Instead of taking one twice a day, for some reason, she took 10 twice a day. And when she called me, I was very worried. I thought, oh my goodness, she's taken too many. She said, all my yeast symptoms disappeared. And that was a learning moment. And these were not sophisticated probiotics. They were the best at the time. And now in patients, we're using, as you know, millions. And I joke and say the national debt is probably the goal that we should meet for probiotic intake. But it seems to me that the needs are far higher. We could not get success today with those very same probiotics we used 30, 40 years ago. And I think it just points out how far we have degraded in our human health and how much we need the right probiotics, the right microbiome. So we'll keep this conversation going in the next segment. And for those of you who have just tuned in, you're with The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information from Dr. Anthony Thomas. And our topic is probiotics for women's health.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. And I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And this is a reminder that Village Green's nutrition advisors have an exciting new tool to use. It's called the Natural Medicines Comprehensive Database and is considered the most authoritative resource available. It provides unbiased scientific information on dietary supplements, natural medicines, and complementary alternative and integrative therapies. Now, some of the key features include the ability to check for drug-nutrient interactions, nutrient depletions, and safety during pregnancy and lactation. It has over 1,200 food, herb, and supplement monographs and includes effectiveness, dosage and administration, adverse effects, and, of course, warnings about medication interactions with foods and supplements. So avail yourself of that service, and we are here today with Anthony Thomas, who is a PhD, has his doctorate in nutritional biology, a researcher, educator, and author. Our topic is probiotics for women. We have been talking about probiotics, and we mentioned the genus, and we mentioned the species and the strains to just talk about how these families, my term, break down and how they're interrelated. There's a lot going on in the microbiome in our body, and we're going to talk about that again and be more specific as we go into women's health. So, Dr. Thomas, let's get that part rolling.
Sounds good, Dana. Well, you brought up a really good point in the last segment about basically these increasing numbers of bacteria that we're seeing as far as products available, where they're, you know, hundreds of billions and various species within the product, often not even identifying the strains within those products. And that's a problem from a scientific perspective. Just to remind everyone, the consensus scientific definition of a probiotic, it's not just a live microorganism, but it's a live microorganism that when administered in adequate amounts, and that's a key word, adequate, not high, exerts basically a health benefit on the host, and the host being humans or ourselves, since we're administering to ourselves. So again, they need to convey a health benefit, and they need to be alive and within an adequate dosage. And so most of the scientific research that we see on very specific, unique bacterial strains is generally within the hundreds of millions to about 10 billion plus daily. And those are shown to exert positive benefits. Now, these bacteria that we administer, these probiotics, they're kind of like temporary colonizers of these environments. They don't stably colonize that environment. So once you stop taking probiotics, after some period of time, after ceasing the administration, they'll cease to be within that environment. So they're gone. But while they're there, they exert beneficial effects that also promote the growth of the quote-unquote good bacteria that already colonize those areas. So this is something I would want listeners to understand. More is not better and nor is necessarily a high diversity, particularly with regard to vaginal and urinary tract health, which is quite different than the intestinal tract. So we're looking at what does the science show, and the science for any given probiotic strain is unique and specific to that strain and should not be extrapolated to other species. If I can just give one quick example, a very common bacterial species in probiotic products is Lactobacillus rhamnosus, and there is a rhamnosus within this woman's formulation. And another many products on the market contain a prominent Lactobacillus rhamnosus called GG. So that's the strain identification. So it's Lactobacillus rhamnosus GG. Now this has lots of research to show that it has benefits for intestinal health. However, when they looked at it to support vaginal and reproductive tract health, it wasn't very effective. In fact, it didn't colonize the vagina very well. Whereas another Lactobacillus rhamnosus strain called GR1, this is a well-researched strain. It's within our Femdophilus product. It supports vaginal and reproductive tract health and does colonize the vagina effectively. And so many studies have shown that use of this probiotic strain exerts positive benefits for vaginal and reproductive tract health. But you could see that these are both Lactobacillus rhamnosus. And while both considered probiotics, one is uniquely suited to support vaginal health, the other is not. And so this is why it's important that people identify products with these specific strains to suit the condition with which they want to, to benefit as far as their health goes.
Excellent, excellent. And I will repeat that. More is not always helpful or better.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting very specific, just like your metaphor with one LeBron James is far better than 5, 10, or 100 other people that can't play basketball if you're building a team. And that's good to know.
They may actually get in the way too, Dana. They may actually get in the way, right? So
yes.
They may not exert a benefit at all.
So this is what I wanted to clarify, and I think our listeners are interested in understanding, is the interaction in this community, in the microbiome. And so what happens when they get in the way of each other versus being synergistic? So there's antagonism and synergism. Can we talk about that?
Sure. Well, we often talk about – so there's – as you mentioned, there's hundreds of various bacterial and other microbial species that colonize these various surfaces of our body, including the gastrointestinal tract and vagina. And some of these bacteria are considered, quote unquote, good. Other ones not so good. And there's a balance of these bacteria and microbes within these communities. And it's changing. It's dynamic. And so some numbers go up, other numbers go down. It's this dynamic microbial ecosystem, and we refer to a term called dysbiosis, which is basically scientifically defined. It generally just refers to an imbalance within this microbial community, and basically suggests a greater abundance of undesirable microbes relative to the desirable ones that help keep these other ones in check. And so, by consuming ones that we think exert beneficial effects through probiotics, these microbes, they basically can compete with each other for nutrients and space to colonize those environments. And so we're kind of reinforcing ones that we think are beneficial to help balance out and limit the growth of the ones that we don't think are particularly beneficial to our health.
Yes, this is – you're so clear on making a complex subject understandable. So there is the interaction among the different species and strains. What other species and strains are important for women's health?
Okay. Well, this is a really great point because, again, most people think of probiotics, they think of intestinal and digestive health. And today we're talking about women's health and specifically vaginal and urinary tract health. And so just like within the intestines, the bacteria or these microbes, they form basically a first-line defense of that environment. And specifically with regard to the vaginal environment, few select lactobacilli species predominate this environment within healthy women, and they produce compounds such as lactic acid, which helps acidify the region. They also produce other antimicrobial substances like hydrogen peroxide, and this discourages or limits growth of other microbes, including bacteria and yeast species within that vaginal environment. And this helps create a balanced microbial ecosystem that supports the health of that region. And so the formula that I'm talking about today from Jarrow Formulas is called Jarrodophilus Women, and it's unique because it's comprised of the predominant lactobacilli species of a healthy human vagina, and that is Lactobacillus crispatus, Lactobacillus gasseri, Lactobacillus jensenii, and Lactobacillus rhamnosus. And so these specific strains were actually isolated from healthy women, and then they've been tested in multiple clinical studies and shown to support vaginal and urinary tract health by increasing the number of lactobacilli within the vaginal microenvironment and helping to mildly acidify that region, which we know supports a balanced microbial ecosystem. And it's really important for the listeners to know that this has been demonstrated in human studies. So we know it's effective, which means it meets the definition of a probiotic because it does convey a health benefit on the host. Now, many products out there right now, they're in a pink box and they say women's health and say that they support vaginal and urinary tract health. And they generally give you a laundry list of various lactobacilli species because they know that a healthy vagina tends to be dominated by lactobacilli. But just putting a lot of lactobacilli in a pink box doesn't necessitate a probiotic that supports vaginal and urinary tract health. Because many of these strains, if they're not characterized scientifically and studied and shown to exert a benefit, then we really don't know that. And many of the strains used in those are not vaginal strains like the Jarrodophilus Women formulation. They're generic strains from the intestines. And again, I gave that example of a very good probiotic called Lactobacillus GG, and you'll find this in many, many products, and there's a lot of research actually supporting its beneficial effects, just not for vaginal health. It's for intestinal health. And so when they looked at it for vaginal health, it wasn't very effective. And we know that these strains are very effective at supporting vaginal health.
So you all have identified the strains that are important and focused on those and accomplished the human trials. So you have a lot of experience with the results. What is the dose on the label? What are the millions or billions on the label for this product?
Right, and so we have two. We have a shelf-stable option as well as a refrigerated option, and both provide dosing within the clinically validated efficacious dosing range. So within the shelf-stable, it's 5 billion, and within the refrigerated product, it's 10 billion. And if I could just clarify really quick to listeners, because I know this comes up a lot, you see various probiotic products, some on the shelf that aren't refrigerated, and they say shelf stable or room temperature tolerant, and others in the fridge. Now, I'm going to give your listeners a tip. All probiotics will do better when stored within the refrigerator. It keeps their live bacteria, and they naturally die off over time. And when they're in the fridge, this just slows the rate of their die-off. Whereas kept at room temperature, they can die off more quickly. And we use various packaging. So within our products, we use what's called blister packaging. So each individual capsule is sealed, protected from air and moisture, and this helps keep those bacteria alive, which you want. But the number on the product, at least for our product and any other good probiotic, should list the minimum quantity the consumer can receive from the capsule through the expiration date when stored as recommended. Now, since we have to claim a lower count on our room temperature stable one, however, if you purchase that product and keep it in the fridge, it will keep the count higher. Now, to meet that minimum, we need to put more in. That's intentional. So we put extra bacteria just to meet that minimum claim. So be careful of products that list the number of bacteria at time of manufacture, because this doesn't mean anything to the consumer. There's a lot of bacteria. They die off during the manufacturing process, and they naturally die off with storage and handling. So giving that number at time of manufacture doesn't mean anything. You want to make sure you're getting an efficacious dose when you're actually taking the product.
That's the time of delivery. when you actually take it. Very important. And just want to let our listeners know who've tuned in that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're having an interesting discussion on the microbiome, microbiota, and specific to women's health. We're going to carry this conversation on with Dr. Anthony Thomas. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800. Or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember, Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and I invite you to tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview with Veronica Gasco, a medical information scientist. Now, today our guest is Anthony Thomas, PhD. He has a doctorate in nutritional biology. He's a researcher, educator, and author, and an expert in the microbiome, probiotics, and we're talking about probiotics in general and then focusing, as we have been, on women's health specifically. So, Dr. Thomas, can you back up and give us an overview of what systems, what in our bodies depends upon or is benefited by the microbiome probiotics?
Well, Dana, let me tell you, I've gone to a number of probiotics conferences where researchers present data, and I can't tell you how many use that slide where they just show the tip of an iceberg.
Yes.
And that's pretty much where we're at with regard to research into the microbiota and these symbiotic relationships between the microbial world and ourselves. And it looks like they influence every aspect of our health. I mean, they're looking at areas where they can affect our mood and behavior, our immune function. And now, of course, they're looking at various other environments of the body. So the vaginal region, the oral cavity, the skin, and looking how they can beneficially support our health in these surfaces, in addition to the intestinal tract, where most of our microbiota resides. And so these bacteria influences our biology and our health, and it's really a bidirectional relationship. So we communicate with them, and they communicate back with us. And so supporting a balance of good bacteria relative to some undesirable bacteria, we think can positively impact our health. And again, when you look at these specific health effects, so be it mood, and today we're really talking about women's vaginal and urinary tract health, that requires very specific probiotic strains, and also requires human studies to demonstrate that they are indeed do convey a health benefit on the host, so a woman in this case. And so you can't just go and take any probiotic product and expect it to benefit all of these various things. You need to take a specific probiotic that contains the unique strains that have been demonstrated to show a benefit for the health effect that's desired.
This is an excellent rundown. I did have a question, and I think it was a surprise to learn that probiotics, the microbiota in the gut, play a role in neurotransmitter metabolism. And that information, I think, was very exciting and unexpected. I don't think that was something our listeners were used to hearing. Can you mention or talk a little bit about that?
Sure. It's a relatively new area, and it's an active area of research right now. And so these bacteria, they can produce neurotransmitters like GABA and serotonin, which have signaling effects in our body and can modulate our metabolic functions. And also the intestinal tract, there's lots of nerve endings around the intestinal tract, and they can directly communicate to your central nervous system, your brain. And so when we eat, that affects our behavior and our metabolism. And also these bacteria, through compounds they produce like these neurotransmitters, can signal to these nerves that communicate directly to the brain that can modulate our behavior. So again, this is very exciting stuff, and they're finding that these bacteria can influence our health in so many different ways, and this is just one way. And if I could just take a step back again, you know, today with the women's health that we're focused on, you know, we're specifically talking about vaginal and urinary tract health. And so I mentioned that probiotic products need to be substantiated for those health effects, and that this formula, which is unique and not available anywhere else in the United States, contains four vaginal lactobacilli strains that have been shown in multiple human studies to support vaginal health.
Well, that's important. You certainly have a wealth of knowledge, and I think we're all benefiting from it. What is the name of the product, just so our listeners can know?
The name of the product is called Gyrodophilus Women, and it contains four unique, patented vaginal lactobacilli strains.
And how long does a woman have to take this in general to see a benefit? How soon is a benefit?
Well, I can say confidently that from available clinical evidence, and this was just the first time point tested, that in as little as 1 week with oral supplementation, they've seen an increased level of vaginal lactobacilli and improved health of that microenvironment. So in as little as 1 week, there can be benefits with regard to improving the abundance of lactobacilli, which we believe are very protective of the vaginal environment.
Impressive. That is impressive. So you've talked about, go back over the blister pack and refrigeration, because we get this question a lot. And also, can you discuss whether these should be taken on an empty stomach and or with food?
Right. And these questions come up all the time. And so, you know, back in the day, the way I've heard the story go is, you know, all probiotics that were available commercially were basically refrigerated. Now, there's limited fridge space in these stores, and you see the blooming of online e-tailers. And so Fridge space became limited, and we needed to find additional ways to get these products to consumers. And also, it was really inconvenient to always need to go back to a refrigerator to grab this probiotic. And so they came out with unique packaging technologies to help improve the stability of these live beneficial microbes in these products. And so with our product, we use individual sealed capsules. We use blister packaging, and the oxygen is flushed out, the moisture is flushed out prior to packaging, and it helps protect the capsules, the bacteria, from moisture and air, which are not friends of encapsulated probiotics. That will accelerate their die-off, which could reduce the efficacy of the product. And so I would recommend that all of your listeners and consumers, they store their probiotics in the fridge. This just helps maintain better potency, so to say. But rest assured that we put in extra to make sure that you get the minimum, which is listed on the box, through the expiration date when we store as recommended. So this just is a safeguard. And I'm sorry, you mentioned another aspect of that you wanted me to address in addition to the refrigeration and blister packaging.
Yes.
What was that?
Well, the time of manufacture versus the time of delivery, when someone actually takes it, and reading the label to understand the difference.
Right. And so, again, the definition of a probiotic, at least that's accepted scientifically, is that these are live microorganisms. And sadly, you've seen reports in the media about a lot of products not meeting their label claims, and they don't contain as many live microorganisms as the label says. And I would be careful. You have to avoid products that, A, don't list the strain identity, because that's what ties the product to the science to support its benefit for human health, and also ones that list the quantity at time of manufacture. So there's a trend for increasing numbers, so hundreds of billions of diverse bacteria, and as that's what's needed for efficacy, that's not supported by the science. And generally, that's only can be done with cheap generic strains, because it would really be cost prohibitive to formulate products with these well-studied, clinically substantiated probiotic strains. A lot of research has gone into the development of those products, and if they've been shown to be clinically efficacious at a couple billion daily, it really doesn't make sense to take hundreds of billion, because there may be adverse side effects. People may get gas and bloating that discourages their use. And so we just let the science guide us. And you want to make sure that you're purchasing your probiotics from a trusted brand that knows what they're doing. We have over 40 years of experience in this game and are a leader in probiotics. And we talk to the leading researchers in the field, and we're active within these communities. In fact, Jaro is a founding member of the International Probiotics Association. So, that just tells you that we're active within these communities and we know what we're doing.
Yes, and I've known your company, too, throughout my career, and how excellent the products are. So I think you've made some good points. Before we end this segment, is there any other information with regard to probiotics, the microbiome, that you have to offer?
Well, I'd just like to remind the listeners that, if the definition of a probiotic is to convey a health benefit, the only way we know that there's going to be a health benefit from using the probiotic is if it's been demonstrated in a well-controlled clinical study. And I just wanted to reiterate that, unlike most of the products on the market, probiotic products that are marketed as to support women's health, and specifically we're talking about the vaginal and urinary tract health, they haven't been studied and demonstrated to support those functions. Whereas this formula, which is uniquely available from Jaro Formulas, has been demonstrated in multiple clinical studies to support health of the vaginal tract when used orally. So we can say that with confidence. We know it helps the vast majority of women, as demonstrated in research. And so you want to use a product that you think is going to work for the indication that you're getting it for.
Excellent. And as I've said before, those who have just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, your host on Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're having a fascinating discussion with Dr. Anthony Thomas, and we're talking about the probiotics for women's health, and we've talked about probiotics in general, and I think we've gotten a lot of information. Stay with us. We will be right back with the final segment and more information for you.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We're here every Sunday morning, so tune in next Sunday for Kevin's interview with Veronica Gasco, who is a medical information scientist. Now, today, we've been honored to speak with Dr. Anthony Thomas, who has his doctorate in nutritional biology, is a researcher, educator, and author. And we've been talking about women's health, specifically probiotics in women's health. And we've also talked in general about the microbiota, the microbiome, what makes up our body and how it impacts on everything from mood and behavior to oral health, skin health, vaginal health, intestinal health, immunity, neurotransmitters. So we've covered a lot of information. Do you have anything to add to that, Dr. Thomas?
Well, I think you did a really good job there describing it. And it's just to remind people, I think most people know right now that these microbes colonize our intestinal tract, and that's where the majority are located. Although, as you mentioned, they're on various surfaces of our body, so our skin, other mucosal surfaces within our nasal and oral cavity, within the vaginal region, which we've been talking about today. And these microbial communities influence our health and the function of those tissues and those systems. So it's important to help maintain them in a healthy balance.
Well, one thing that you and I were talking about before was regarding in the intestinal tract, we can identify through stool samples the microbiome there, the specific kinds that are present, and whether or not there is a lot of diversity. And what I'm seeing in my patients is extremely poor diversity. And my metaphor is if you sit down to a plate that has white fish, potatoes, and cauliflower, it's not too inviting. There's not much diversity there. And would you talk a little bit about diversity? I know that we compare the findings in our patients to those in more natural cultures. I think it's amazing, and it really it makes people sit up and take notice when they see those results. So talk to us a little more about that, please.
Sure. Well, I just want to start with saying that with regard to the microbiota and as it relates to specific environments like the intestines or the vaginal microbial ecosystem, that diversity, you know, there is no standard as far as what a healthy, normal microbiota in these various areas look like. With regard to the vaginal region, most of the science suggests that that which is dominated by relatively few lactobacilli species is typically associated with health, and there's various reasons they think for that. But unlike the vaginal area, the intestine, it's thought, generally speaking, that diversity of these microbes is a good thing. So here we see a disconnect where the intestine diversity is generally thought of as being good, at least within adults, not so much for infants, and that's another story.
Yes.
But the vaginal microbial ecosystem diversity is not necessarily a good thing. And so, again, there's reasons for this, and you also mentioned something else, and I'd like to – you talked about technology and providing stool samples, and well – something within the field of nutrition that's been coming for a long time and I've heard talked about is personalized nutrition based on various genetic testing that's becoming increasingly available to people so they can start to understand what genes they or how their genes function and how different lifestyle factors such as our diet can influence the function of those genes. And so now, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, these bacterial populations, I mean, they harbor a genetic capacity almost tenfold more than our own capacity. And so there's genetic testing available where they can describe the various bacterial communities based on samples. Now, I don't know that they're doing it yet for the vaginal environment, but at least right now there's companies out there that offer analysis of the intestinal microbiota with a stool sample that you send to them.
Yes.
And so you can basically take a probiotic or various prebiotics or supplements and see how they alter the intestinal microbial populations.
Yes, that's so exciting, and I'm so glad you brought it up. I've been at this more than 40 years, and it is thrilling to see the science catch up with what clinical observations that we observed and had to rely on. It is so wonderful to have this science. And yes, we can look at the genome of the microbes in the intestinal tract, and we look at the human gene variants, and they give us great guidance on what predispositions people may have and how their diet, lifestyle, supplements can be changed much more specific. And it's very exciting to me to be here at this time because this field was long regarded as quackery and unnecessary, and there's still some people who mistakenly believe that and are not familiar with the literature. So it is exciting. What other information do you think are listeners need to be reminded of or know about as we wind down in this final segment?
Well, I think a point I'd love to reiterate is the specific effects of various probiotic strains and formulations, and they should be validated by clinical research as this product is. This product is shown in multiple clinical studies that when used orally to improve the number of lactobacilli within the vaginal microenvironment, which we know is associated with health, whereas I guess an analogy might be if someone's not feeling good, be it a condition, you know, a specific ailment, an intestinal issue, a headache, or some other physical ailment, you know, and if they go to a healthcare practitioner, say they go into a pharmacy and a doctor or pharmacist says, yep, you're not well, you need some medication. They don't just point you to where all the medication is and just say, hey, grab anything off the shelf. That would be the same. That would be kind of like saying, hey, you can benefit from a probiotic. They're over there. Go grab one, because they're not. It's not a one size fits all. They're very specific. And so whatever the condition might be, you want a very specific probiotic strain or formulation of strains to meet that need. And so this product was formulated with patented strains that have been clinically validated to and shown to support vaginal and urinary tract health. And so that consumers can be confident that when they purchase Jarodophilus Women, they have a product that's been clinically shown to be efficacious. And not just a product that may or may not help.
Well, this has been quite enlightening, and we certainly will have you again on the show. You have a lot to offer in many areas of nutrition. I want to thank you for the information, and particularly your excellent discussion on diversity. I think that point is not well understood, that certain areas of the body don't need diversity. They just need what they need, the specific mm-hmm. strains, while others like the intestinal tract seem to have quite an extreme level of diversity. And we're learning more and more every day in research. I think this is such an exciting area. And I want to commend you for your important contributions. You've made quite a difference. And I want to thank you for being on the show today, Dr. Thomas.
Well, Dana, thank you so much. I really do appreciate the opportunity to speak to these very important issues, and we really do want to help people live happier, healthier lives. And Jarrow Formulas tries to leverage the science to produce the best and most efficacious dietary supplements to do that. And listeners can always go to Jarrow.com or Jarrow Probiotics specifically to get more information.
Excellent. Thank you, and I look forward to a future discussion.
Me too.
And to our listeners, this is a reminder about Dr. Joseph Pizzorno's new book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. And it is currently available, and you can go to thetoxinsolution.com. Thetoxinsolution.com. It has extremely strong endorsements from leading health experts, many of whom who have been on this show, Dr. Mark Hyman, Dr. James Gordon, Dr. Jeffrey Bland, Dr. David Perlmutter, Dr. Michael Murray, and J.J. Virgin. So this book is excellent, it's current, it's important, The Toxin Solution. And I want to thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. Now, as our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.